You're listening to SBS News.
Four people were rescued from the inflatable boat. At least 80 are still missing. One of those rescued died in hospital. The others have begun to share their story. The vessel sank near Zazis, a coastal town in Tunisia. The three survivors are originally from Mali. This survivor says there were two little girls on the boat and a pregnant woman.
We four people sat at the end of the boat and we spent 2 days in the water with no food to eat. When we entered the Tunisian waters, the boat was already wrecked.
They set out from Libya, hoping to reach Europe. The situation is growing increasingly desperate for those leaving their home countries and arriving in Libya with dreams of a future in Europe. Fleeing danger at home, only to find themselves in a situation that is equally, or perhaps more dangerous, in Libya. Yesterday, that terrible fate became even more pronounced when a migrant detention centre was targeted in an airstrike, which killed at least 50 people. The UN says it has information Libyan guards shot at the victims as they fled from the attack. Thousands of people, including children, are held in the detention centres. This woman is one of them. She says she thought she was going to lose her child in the violence.
Today, I could have been crying for my child. We are sick and tired of this place. If people cannot come to our rescue, then find a solution to our life because we are sick and tired. We cannot tolerate it anymore.
The UN has repeatedly called for the international community to act. It says Libya isn't a safe place for refugees and migrants and says they must be given shelter. European states in particular have been under pressure. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte met in Rome. The escalating situation in Libya, just one of many topics on the agenda. Mr. Conte explains.
We spoke in particular of Libya. We shared the assessment of the continuing risks that the current situation of stable balance between the forces in the field could trigger a further escalation that would have worrying consequences in terms of a humanitarian crisis, terrorist outbreak, and security of energy infrastructure.
Mr. Putin says the US must take responsibility for the violence since 2011, when the Libyan president was deposed and killed.
I don't think Russia should have to contribute to a resolution in Libya. Let's ask who caused it. This is the first thing we need to ask. Secondly, we aren't shirking it, but we don't want to get our head into this problem.
The extent of Russia's involvement in backing General Khalifa Haftar and the Libyan National Army is a question that has lingered for many years. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.